help of the Lord, Baruch Hashem. We're going to talk about Lot's wife. She didn't discern the Kehilah of Yeshua's Elokeinu. She was in love with this passing world. The world with its lust is passing away. And even though she was called out of from the world into the Kehilat HaBikurim, the assembly of the firstborn who are inscribed in Shemaim, she looked back. She became a pillar of salt. And she didn't make it to the house of the Lord. Because the house of the Lord is a Satan-free zone. It's like astronauts seated in heavenly places in an orbiting space station. We have a place to dock, and it's microbe-free environment. And in 61 CE, Rav Shaul is under house arrest in Rome, and he's got all these visitors. How do we know this? Because when we read these letters, we see the salutation at the end. Luke, who wrote the book of Luke and the book of Acts. Mark, who wrote the book of Mark. A man named Tychicus, who was a preacher. Also a runaway slave boy named Onesimus. Then there's another person named Justus, Aristarchus, and Demas. They're all there. And
they're all Greek.
Some of these are Messianic Jews. And one of them, Epaphras, has come to see Paul and has reported to him about this congregation in Colossae. Now, Colossae is close to, it's not too far from Laodicea, which is mentioned in the book of Revelation, but it's about 100 miles from Ephesus. And, you know, whenever two or three are gathered in his name, there he is. And you see, HaSatan is outside this holy Kehilah. And that's why when someone gives themselves over to evil, they have to be handed over to HaSatan for the Hurban of the flesh, the Basar, the destruction of the flesh, the lust of the flesh, that the Neshama might be spared in the Yom HaShem. And so the thing is, just like an astronaut that has to dock with the spacecraft that brings the nourishment and the supplies, so we need to go to the house of the Kehilah of Mashiach every week. In the early days, they went every day, and just like you had this ordeal in Bamidbar chapter 5 verse 11, the ordeal of the bitter waters, where if someone is doing a secret sin, there's a kind of lie detector test where they drink the bitter water that brings a curse, and the evil is exposed. In the same way, when you partake of Mashiach's tish, the Sudas Mashiach, it says whoever eats the apokomen or the kos shel Eliyahu unworthily will be guilty and answerable. And so some are sick and some have fallen asleep because they didn't discern the body. They were like Lot's wife. Here's Lot's wife. She's being taken out of Sodom and Gomorrah, and she's with her two daughters and her husband and the angels, the two angels. But she doesn't discern that the goal is taking them. The Mashiach is through these Malachim. He's taking them out of the destruction that's coming to this passing world. But she looks back. She prefers the lesbians and the homosexuals and the wickedness of Sodom, and she's destroyed. And so that's why every week we have to get to the Kehilah. And that's why there's got to be a Kehilah Hilah for the Hasidim in Brooklyn. There has to be one for them in Mea Shearim, Jerusalem. There has to be one for them in Postville, Iowa. They have to be able to come in out of the sphere of Hasatan and out of the sphere of the Olam Hazeh to the Holy Kehillah. And every time you attend a Kehillah, there is deliverance. And that's what we're talking about today. We're studying the prison epistles. Now, at that particular Kehillah, you had these authors of Scripture. They were right there, Luke and Mark and Rav Shaul. And so, right in front of their faces, a wonderful thing happens. Rav Shaul begins to dictate one of the letters of the Brit Hadashah right in front of them. Now, Luke knew what a miracle it was to write under the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh. He had written Luke and Acts. And Mark knew because he had written the book of Mark. So here these two guys are standing there. Mark is Jewish. Luke is a physician. And they're watching Scripture being dictated right in front of them. And then, because there was a little runaway slave boy named Onesimus who has to go back to Colossae, he might be in trouble with his slave owner. And Rav Shaul wants the slave owner to free him and receive him as a brother. He asks Justice and Onesimus to leave the room, apparently, and he dictates another letter called Philemon. And these two letters are in the Brit Hadashah, and they are letters that warn against any kind of Kehillah where all they're into is ritual. They just want to get into rituals, and they don't get into the Word of God. By the foolishness of preaching, God saves and delivers those who are perishing. And so there has to be a Kehillah where the Bible is believed and faithfully taught.